University of Michigan Talk, Ann Arbor, October 7th, 1979.
ᱟᱱᱫᱟ ᱯᱷᱮᱨᱛᱟ ᱟᱱᱫᱟ ᱢᱤᱥᱤᱭᱟᱱ ᱟᱱᱫᱟ ᱞᱟᱜᱟ ᱛᱤᱱᱟ ᱞᱚᱞᱤᱭᱟ ᱤᱱᱴᱟᱨᱴᱮ ᱟᱱᱫᱟ ᱠᱮᱥᱟ ᱠᱩᱠᱩ ᱥᱩᱢᱵᱨᱮ ᱱᱟᱜᱟ ᱥᱟ ᱠᱟᱵᱚᱪᱷᱚ ᱤᱱᱫᱤ ᱛᱮᱨᱮ ᱱᱟᱱᱮ ᱛᱚᱞᱤᱭᱟ ᱯᱷᱤᱪᱷᱮ ᱥᱤᱢᱪᱩᱭ
I'm very happy to have this opportunity of speaking here at the University of Michigan, and I would like to thank the people concerned in organizing this. Just a few moments ago, I had a very interesting meeting with some people who were concerned about peace.
Now I will try to speak through my own broken English. So you see, at that moment, when various speakers expressed their deep concern about the value of human being and the tragedy of war and this sort of thing, I myself am deeply moved. And also, I myself feel get some courage, some inspiration among the older or younger. That sort of, you see, deep feeling is very strong in heart and expressed this feeling. So we human beings, besides our basic suffering, that is death, natural death, and old age, and disease, these are basic suffering. On top of these things, sometimes we human beings making additional problems, such as war. You see, when war started, not only am I killing the human being, but one person I'm killed, that I'm no question, the worst thing happened. Besides that, all his own relative, or his parents, or his children, or wife, you see, somehow, one person suffer, with at the same time many people mentally lost one, so someone, and like that war started. That suffering not only occur in the battlefield, but whole nation or whole many people suffer. And you see, imagine once one become a human being, it needs a lot of time, at least 10-15 years, in order to become one youth. Takes so many years, and so many energy, or so many kindness, or what you call this?
Care.
But killing, within a moment, a second, I'm finished. All this, something really unthinkable, we care so much, but instantly killed. So this is something very tragedy, very sad thing. So, though you see war, unfortunately, in human society, the, this is many times an occur in the, what do you call, the 1,000 years, many centuries, I mean, these things have happened. Something, sometimes we feel it is something normal or common, something usual thing. But now, you see, the nature of, I mean, fighting or war is something different. In the past, though, I mean, war is very bad, still, it not much involve, you see, millions, millions of people in together. So nowadays, one side, you see, the people organize, thousands, thousands, and also the weapon which using, the material which killing people, also become very powerful. So from these two reasons, now if war happen, then many people suffer. So that is something very unfortunate and very serious. So people here, that gathering, I'm showing real concern about that. I really appreciate the, as a Buddhist, I'm a firm believer of non-violence, in non-violence. Threat, through pressure, sometimes we can make a solution through threat, through war. But I feel generally speaking, any sort of solution through that method, it cannot remain last. Through love, through gentleness, through reason, through understand, through such a method, if we achieve solution, that solution is a real solution. Because in our hearts, some self, with the satisfaction, with that, its value is something different. Though in a certain way, it may take time, longer, through, you see, understand, through a real and sincere talk. So now, you see, in this present world, it's something very, very essential to think about the peace, real peace, not on a paper, but something real. We must have a fact, you see, real peace. Now for that, now as they are discussed or expressed the sins, this sort of war, these things are related with human society. So one, you see, one method, something like just a teaching or just one method cannot solve that. Because, you see, there are many factors. So in every field, as a politician, within his own method or within his own way of life or method, profession, his own profession, he also must aim the peace. Then as an engineer, as a scientist, as a doctor, as a lawyer, as a laborer, from various fields, all these things related with the human society. So in the various fields, thinking, the aiming, the same aim, the benefit of mankind, humankind, particularly, this is something real peace, that sort of thing, then through various channel or method, making common effort, I think it is something very important and necessary. At the same time now, as I am now a religious person who I practice religion, Buddhism, from religious viewpoint, action comes from motivated with a thought, action, verbal or physical action, come from thought. So if you, without motivation, the action may not, I mean generally speaking, action may not come. So the things are different. First you see insight. So from that viewpoint, without inner peace, the real external peace is something very difficult. With hatred, with anger, with jealousy, with pride, with strong attachment, you cannot achieve inner peace. Without inner peace, the outside peace is something almost impossible. So now from this, from that viewpoint, the in development of inner peace is very important, very useful. With inner calm and inner peace, you yourself much happier, you yourself gain temporary benefit, that is more happy, more calm. Even you are facing certain difficulties, certain problems, but because of your internal certain thinking or certain way of, certain attitude, you you cannot move by the outside and suffering or something like that. So you see, inner peace, the inner development is something valuable. And also, if someone, for example, in one of your family member, first insight develop a friend and inner peace, it create automatically create the some sort of peace atmosphere in that family. With that, other people, other member of your family also feel or experience the joys or the happiness. If some member, one of the member, show the anger, hatred, something like that, it automatically, though one person, feel or experience these thoughts, but due to one person's thought or behavior, automatically in the family, some tense atmosphere will create. So therefore, one's inner peace can share or can help for other friends or other person, other friends, others, also can enjoy that. So now here, in order to achieve that inner peace, now basic thing is, I always feel the love, compassion, some sort of realization or recognition of human value. There is no differences between, you and me. Both are human. Irrespective, different society, different ideology, different country, different faith, different system or different color, no matter. In basic or in essence, all are same. Now here, I myself am talking with you as a, I myself is a part of you. Though we are here, I think most of you, we are meeting the first time, maybe first time, most of you. But when I feel or when I think, they all are same. On the surface, there are many differences. mostly different dress and different, I have no use of mustache, this sort of thing. In any case, you see, and basically, we are same, you see. We are same brothers, sisters. In basic feeling, and by nature, feeling of I. You, everybody, has that feeling, I. With that, by nature, the desire of, I want happiness. I do not want suffering. That feeling is there. Equal. Now from that, desire or that feeling, we also have the right to obtain happiness. And we have equally right to get rid of suffering. Now from that level, and from these things are equally 100% same. Now difference is, when talk I, just as one single person, other, you see, limitless, even in this and whole, you see, few hundred, here I am just a one single man. So now if you look, which is more important, this one single person's benefit is more important, or the rest of few hundred people's benefit is more important, if you compare. Now you see, I myself something like it, visualize that here one selfish motivated one single person, imagine here the rest of friends here, then if myself I'm something like a third person here, imagine now under the same equality, same condition, which is more important, this one, this? And naturally, if you think properly, that this is much more important because of the limitless, more number. So this is real, something like a democratic viewpoint. The majority is much more important than the minority. So now here, just one single you, and here, the few hundred. In a wider sense, all humankind, the several billions, you see, here. And so here, these are two. Naturally, you will find this is much more important than this. So from that viewpoint, if we think more and more, then gradually we can change our mind, our attitude. Though take time, the inner development, this sort of thing is not easy. As we discussed there, the arms control, this sort of thing, are not easy to achieve. But you are not, you are not discouraging, because the aim is something perfect, something necessary. So if the thing is something reasonable, something valuable, something must do, then you should not think about the obstacle, about the difficulties. The difficulty is there. We must carry it. Whether achieved within our own life or not, that's a different matter. But since the object is something reasonable, something noble, something necessary, we must carry the movement. We should not discourage. So in the same case, now inner development. You see, without, as I mentioned earlier, without inner development, there is no chance to be happy, to be calm. The material, all these, good houses and good family or good, good car, good TV, this sort of thing, but without a proper mental attitude, you cannot achieve real peace. I can feel, or I can smell, you see, under the material, good material progress or material development, nice thing. Good road, good cars, good houses, all this and very nice. Under this nice thing, underneath there are some sort of mental unrest. Some sort of pressure. Oh, from that, you see, I may not necessary to speak. I think you yourself, I mean, think properly. Then you can realize, you can know what sort of, you see, problem, what sort of, they just materially alone can full answer for one's life or not. That's definitely not. Poorer country, like India, where I stay, SME, second home, when people, facing the, what to call, poverty, then you see many people are looking at the Western technology. Once you yourself achieve these things, then you face another kind of problem. So now here it shows that unless balance, inner development, inner strength, and external progress combine these two, that is, I think, only answer for human, for human society. Without external development, you cannot, we cannot enjoy the poverty, disease, all these things. We are suffer very much. At the same time, only material progress without inner and some balance or development, and also equally difficult. So here, combine these two. Yes, I always feel something very important. Now, in this respect, the various religions, like Christian or Hindu or the Muslim, Judaism, and Buddhism, all sorts of, you see, world major religion, are same force, equal force, equally, same forces. Yeah. Same benefit in order to develop that inner peace and based on sense of brotherhood, sisterhood. So in the past, many centuries, all these world major religions contributed in humankind. I think in great, a lot. Right. Great deal. Now, in future also, I think religious practice, you can benefit. It contributed. So now here, I always feel the, you see, common effort to serve humankind through various faith. For that, close contact to different faith, closer relation, closer contact. With that, we will understand to each other well. From that, we can develop a respect to each other, making a common effort to the benefit of humankind. So last few weeks, I have few occasions to meet various different religious people and exchange. I feel from my side, I express my own thought, and also I learn some other friends and feeling and experience and thought. So, which for myself, for me, some great benefit. So this is the my general talk, the peace through love. That is the only alternative. Now I am going to say something about the Buddhist technique to how to develop the mental peace or mental development. So here, I need translator. So you see, some, bit complicated subject, I cannot speak, I cannot express through my own English. So, that being that. Ta, na jo samlu yakye tong yati, samlu, yang, kasur, samlu rengi utane ta yakye tang guayachi, chaba yindu, guam kyechimbure.
With respect to the development of thought, this must be done within thought, and therefore meditation is very important.
That in meditation sharia, meditation shigendi, samlu shigyuwa indusani, yana samlu nurandi shia kachimuri.
Because meditation operates in terms of the thought of the meditator, it is important first to know about the process of thought. What is the nature of mind? What are the functions of consciousnesses? Mind is something that has a nature of mere experience, mere illumination, in which or to which anything can appear when the appropriate situations come together. There are many assertions within Buddhism regarding mind, many different systems of assertion, but in general, there is a division of mind into two types, the sense consciousnesses and the mental consciousness, the sense consciousness apprehending the five types of objects, and the mental consciousness primarily making a distinguishing between good and bad with respect to them. Then with respect to the conditions or causes for consciousness, take as an example an eye consciousness perceiving a form. The first type of object of condition is called the observed object condition, which in this case would be the form itself. Mm-hmm. And due to its acting as a cause, the mind is generated into the aspect of that object. The empowering condition of an eye consciousness apprehending a form is the eye sense power, so called because it gives that consciousness power with respect to forms, not with respect to sounds. And that which produces it into an entity of consciousness, an entity of experience of an object, is a former moment of a similar type of, a former moment of consciousness. It is the immediately preceding condition of consciousness. Therefore, to investigate the relationship between subtle physical factors or subtle factors of matter and consciousness is very important. I'm very much interested in this type of biology, which looks into the relationship between brain cells and the various levels of consciousness. Consciousness can only be produced from a former moment of consciousness. It's not suitable for it to be produced just from matter. Then it's very helpful if one identifies the nature of mind itself and then concentrates on that nature. First of all, it's necessary to stop remembering what happened in the past and then to stop thinking about what might happen in the future, but engage in a technique to let the mind flow of its own accord and watch it. When you're not used to it in the beginning, it's quite difficult, but in time, the mind appears like clear water in a vessel like so. And then if you set the mind naturally on that without generating any other conceptions, And then gradually the mind will become more stable. Your mindfulness and memory will become clearer. And as a temporary benefit, you will have tranquility in your thoughts. But in terms of the long-term benefit, because one's mind has become clearer and more stable, one is able to use it in whatever field one wants. For such meditation, meditation in the morning is better. And it would be better to have eaten less food in the evening before.
That has some effect on next morning. And also weight reduction.
And it helps you in with your weight too. That's a general presentation of meditation.
Now you see, once you develop that sharp mind, sharpened mind, can utilize in every field. If you think in deeper philosophy, and now the deeper nature of mind, that is in, according to Buddhism, sometimes we translate it emptiness, voidness. Now that sort of thing, either that subject or just think Who am I? Where is I? Beside this physical, beside our consciousness, though we know our consciousness belong I, belong me. Our physical, my physical belong to me. So I feel my physical, my consciousness. So it shows the consciousness and physical is a something belonging. There is another una.
Ownership.
Una. That is I. That is myself. Now beside these physical and consciousness, where is I? You cannot find. You see, that sort of investigate. So now in that, this sort of field, or in any field, you can utilize. That, you see, sharpened mind. So it's something very useful. So like this sort of thing, I always feel, for a Christian, can learn certain meditation technique from Buddhist practice. At the same time, Buddhist can learn from the Christian, you see, practice. And particularly, just a few days back, Seattle, I discussed with some Christian monk. I myself learned many things. You see, there is, you see, way of simplicity, way of what you call the common way, something community, really marvelous, you see, practical and very useful and very,
very powerful.
Very powerful. And yet remain in the society, in the service of, in the education field, health field, and the service for human. At the same time, their own, you see, way of life is something very, with a moral principle, and something very, reasonable and very beautiful way of life. So that sort of thing. So it is useful to puzzle. So therefore, I mentioned about the Buddhist technique to meditate. I mentioned like that. That is it. So I think there is another. I think that is enough, I think. So now at the last conclusion, I'm very happy to be here. I thank to everyone here and who sincerely taking interest. So I'm thanked to everybody. This is the end of the tour.
Then questions?
No question. Now I'm ready to answer any question.
If you would please pass the questions that you have written to the right, people will pick them up. Could every human do every day to achieve pure thought or process of thought? What process is there to control the mind in meditation? Each religion sets forth a different technique. In general, it is very important to adjust one's motivation in the morning. Feeling, today, I'm going to take great care. And setting up one's own altruistic motivation for the day, like a plan. And gradually get used to this type of setup.
So this is the general way of practice.
If a person is new to compassion, what should they begin? How should they begin?
Thomas Simje Nyam Tawa.
One should first imagine a sentient being who is stricken with suffering in front of oneself.
Or either imagine or you think.
Or actually remember a being that you have seen, actually seen. A person with whom one is usually very close, and then viewing that person who's close and with suffering, extend the feeling of compassion. Thinking of whether oneself, how difficult it would be if oneself were in the position of that one undergoing such suffering. And thus come to know the other person's suffering through one's own experience of suffering. And then gradually extend this to more and more people.
So, that is the way.
And then there are different types of suffering too. And within Buddhism there are identifications of deeper types.
Within Mata.
According to Buddhism.
So there are
three different types of suffering. And through considering these types, extend one's own perception of the depth of suffering.
That's all.
As you are a spiritual leader on visit in this country, will you be meeting with other spiritual leaders on visit to this country, such as Pope John Paul? There's probably no chance during this visit due to the scheduling time.
I'm very much hope to see His Holiness Pope in near future, if circumstances permit. In 73, I met late His Holiness Pope Paul. The short meeting, we discussed about the human problem and about the younger generation's attitude towards religion, that sort of thing. We share the same viewpoint or something like that. So, I thought very.
I view it as being very useful to meet with him.
No. Yes.
You have spoken of war many times this evening and how inner peace of the individual is necessary for peace. Have you seen clairvoyantly any danger of world war? I'm just thinking how nice it would be if your war won't come in the future.
I just pray. Yeah. In any case, you see, it is worthwhile to try it to prevent. That is the only alternative. I don't know. I cannot say. I'm not Kasur.
I am not a clairvoyant. Reverend Huang Si Ling of Labrang in Ando was a friend.
Huang Si Ling. I know him very well. Huang Si Ling.
He was a friend of mine. Where is he today?
According to latest, my report from Tibet, or information, he still lives in Gansu. In Labrang area.
In our society, many people believe there is no life after death. What are your beliefs about life about the afterlife?
Well, certainly, I'm a Buddhist, so we believe a continuation of rebirth.
Your Holiness, we are a community of people dedicated to world peace. Next year, 1980, we will be producing a symposium, a gathering of all the persons and organizations in North America who share this dedication to world peace. Would you consider this open invitation to come once again to Detroit and bring with you ambassadors of goodwill who share this dedication to world peace from countries all around the earth? I will put this in mind. Through meditation, can one heal mental or physical sickness?
That depends how much strong your meditation power. If you really qualify to meditation power, then you can move the external object, and also you can heal well, heal some wounds, some pains, something like that. So that depends on the shineshu shirit.
Depends on the strength of one's, of the steadiness of one's mind. What have you found beneficial in your studies of Christianity?
As I mentioned earlier, so mainly in the, I think social work, right? Social work. As I mentioned earlier, this is very practical, very beneficial. So, and well, what sort of, well organization. So I am very much, impressed, right? And also in the, several years ago, I had chance or opportunity to meet the Thomas Merton, just like one of our own community. You see, broad-minded, very determined, and simplicity, very devoted. How marvelous! So it gives you see, some sort of inspiration or some part like that. Yes, it's more right.
Inspiration. Yes. Hello there. Under what conditions would you return to Tibet?
Now that is, you see, the problem of Tibet is not a Dalai Lama's problem, or just a 100,000, around 100,000 Tibetan refugees problem. But the issue is that 6 million Tibetan people who are inside, at present they are not at all satisfied and happy. So, till majority of our people genuinely satisfied, I feel I can serve better from outside. This is I feel. So once they am satisfied, genuinely, not something artificial way, but genuinely, then certainly I will return. So this is my something like a condition or something. I mean, I thought that may need to be today.
This is the real situation. In what regard does your philosophy place regard women's liberation?
Equal. Buddhist viewpoint equal.
How will your successor as Dalai Lama be chosen?
I don't know.
Why is it better to meditate in the morning? Why is it better to meditate in the morning?
Here, I think mainly two reasons. From physically, there is some in early morning. If you once used to it,
if you're used to it, once you're used to it.
Some, you see, all the nerve centers, these places are something very fresh. So with that, there is some benefit. This is one thing. Then second, in early morning, the time korechane
and
tostipshore.
And there is a difference in terms of the time.
And maybe in kwantani yaosnye to zan kweishore in tanshimaro. Thirdly, maybe.
And maybe also if you've slept well at night.
Oh. So that is a good rest. So next morning, more fresh. So you see, I think some that sort of thing. In any case, now you practice, you can know the early morning is much more, you see, fresh and alert. In my own experience, you see, today I cannot think properly, then go to sleep. Then early morning, when I, awoke, then immediately, you see, the thing which cannot think yesterday properly, that automatically, appears very clearly. Oh, this is that, this is that, this sort of thing. So you see, it shows the morning, your mental, you see, power is something much more sharper, much more sharpened. So like that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wayne State University, October 8th, 1979.